Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the Thursday Friday list. This is good because this can apply to a lot of things.
Yeah, so we're just going to ask, what makes for a great party? What it could be a Halloween party, Christmas party, or just a regular social event. It's just something you need to have at all of those things. What is something that is a must have at parties? And I'm trying to, I don't want to get too generalized. So I'm not just going to say booze. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like, yeah. If you're just going to say alcohol.
Yeah. Eh.
Like it should be a specific kind of alcohol if you're going to say that. I'm going to say, something that would apply to most, I think to most parties would be, I don't know how to phrase this, because apparel isn't correct.
Dress code? What do you?
A dress code, yes.
Oh.
Rarely would I ever be
you fancy.
In favor or on board with a dress code, but I think it allows people to loosen up at a party. So if it's a Christmas party, you wear ugly sweaters, or you wear a goofy outfit. If it's maybe it's Halloween, you wear a costume.
Like a theme.
Sort
of how that feels.
Yes. A theme. Yeah. I remember when Rod's wife, Tabitha, was throwing a 1970s party, but they didn't tell me and Katie it was a 1970s party. They said it was a 70s party. So we dressed up as old people.
Did you really? Is that true?
Yeah.
That's
funny.
I like that. That's a good idea too, actually. That's kind of fun. Dress
an
up
old person
as,
party?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll just say that a dress code oddly makes for a better party.
Okay. Yeah. Is Quentin playing this time? Are you playing this time?
I assume so.
Are you?
As the both young and old person, I feel like I have some opinions on parties.
You're the one that actually has parties, plural, to attend this weekend. The first thing I'm going to put on this list is because I tend to do a fall bonfire. I tend to do two gatherings a year at my house, usually in the spring and the fall. It's, the way I'm going to put it is a well-curated guest list. It's, you got to think about the group of people that you're putting together. And will, even if you have people that aren't going to know anybody, will there be people there for them to have something in common with enough to talk to? Does the group make sense there together? I think that's important.
I keep grabbing the mute button because I have a sneeze that won't go away. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Quentin. Go ahead.
I just had it as people I like. What makes for a good party? There's people there that I like. So you definitely described it better, but.
So here's the challenge, and here's why I say that in part, and this might be a conversation to have maybe later in the hour tomorrow, is that sometimes you end up always hanging out with sort of the same group of people, and it's because you made friends, and with those friends came other people, and so that whole group attends. It's my very long way of saying that the older I get, the more I don't feel obligated to have to have people at parties. Like if you're not keeping in touch with me, if the work doesn't go both ways, if we're not both putting an effort on the friendship, I no longer feel obligated to be around people by default.
I'm not going to throw a party just to get you to show up so I can talk to you.
Oh, right. Yeah, or just I'm not going to invite you just because you just, if you're not a friend of mine or just because you've always been there, like it's got to be friends. Yeah, it's got to be people I want to spend time with. Mm. Yeah. Which seems simple, but can get complicated.
Well, especially like, and it, that gets very specific too when you're talking about family. Like there, I've said this on the radio before. And there's a lot of my family that sucks. I don't want anything to do with them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I'm putting a party together, there's a good chunk of them that I'm not going to invite just because, well, you suck. I don't care that we happen to share some DNA. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not a reason to have you over at my place.
Okay. So,
my actual answer to this is some sort of a punch. Some sort of, if you're hosting a party and you've got some sort of a jungle juice or some sort of a themed drink that you're, a cocktail that you have, that is a good party.
Okay.
So wait, a good punch, does it not alcohol punch or what?
I mean, generally speaking, alcohol, but you know, hey, if you've ended up, if you've got a bunch of like Capri Suns there, I'm still down with it, you know?
I would actually say, it, maybe this is a totally different list for a different day, but what would be the best party drink?
Like wide appeal. Yeah, it's going to be like part of your problem.
Yeah, you know, you'll have a non-alcoholic thing there for people, but if it's if you know that that's not an issue and people can drink, like I remember going to a party that they had sangria.
I was just going to say that. To me, that appeals to beer drinkers, wine drinkers, whiskey drinkers, everybody.
Juice, it's just basically, yeah, it's just wheat and wine. And then I remember I went, my friend James threw a party one time. And I don't know what it was, but it was very potent, and it got me and Katie extremely drunk. But he called it bug juice. I literally think he just poured all of the alcohol he had and all the mixers he had into like one big vat and just shook it up. It tasted good, but it got us way too drunk.
That's what jungle juice is.
Jungle juice. That's what it was. It was jungle juice. Yeah, that's what he had. So I would say not that. I would say sangria is probably the classier version.
To me, the warm version of that is I will do like spiced wine in a crock pot. Mm-hmm. If it's a cold weather thing and we're going to be outside, they call it Glühwein. If you go overseas, like at Christmas, spiced wine. And so you just put in a crock pot, a bottle of wine and the spices, and it warms and it's sweet.
Like an apple cider type thing?
But it's wine.
Okay.
I mean, use actual red wine.
Oh, okay.
And they come in little tea bags, but they're called like mulling spices for wine, and it spices it up with nutmeg. It's like your pumpkin spice latte, but the wine version of it. And sounds you just drink delicious. It out of a mug, and it's great when you're sitting outside.
Do you want to hear the ones from the text line?
Do I? Strippers. One. Let me guess. Strippers. Rails and Jello shots.
Rails and rails of cocaine.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, sure.
Yeah,
because it's definitely 1987. We work on Wall Street.
Yeah.
Two strippers. Mm-hmm. Three, an orgy room. I don't.
What parties are you guys having?
I don't. By the way, these are not from the same number. I wish I could say they were, but these are from three separate numbers. Four, a bowl to put the keys in.
That's not a bad idea.
That's from one extreme to the other.
Hold on. Do you want to tell her, Quentin?
Huh?
I don't know. Do I?
Do you? Neither of you get what that is?
You put your car keys in a bowl so nobody drives home drunk?
That's like, what I was thinking.
You never heard of a key party?
No.
No, okay. I didn't know. I'm not.
Old man, tell us.
This is a, I don't know if this ever has ever happened. Maybe it's an urban myth, but it was like swinger parties. You put your keys in a bowl and then the wife pulls them out and whoever keys she gets, that's who she goes home with. That I'm assuming is what they're referring to. Though a key bowl, yeah, making sure everybody puts their keys in there and then they can't leave until they're sober. That's not a bad idea, but I don't think that was the implicit one. Yep, literally okay. Text line, key party!
That's great. Okay, let me throw in some food stuff because I feel like that's something that the Italian in me feels like you always have to feed people a lot. And so there's got to be something heavy for people to absorb alcohol that can be out all night. That can sit out so that I want people to be able to munch all night long. So there's always going to be
a spread.
I have gone out of my way before in ways that I feel like I'm never going to do again because people don't really care that much about the effort. Like I did I did like pasta nachos one time where I took bow tie pasta, cooked it, and then I air fried it to make it crispy. And then you dip it in pasta sauce. That took a ridiculous amount of effort, and I'll never do it again. But it was a really cool thing to have.
I went to my buddy Jeff. Always throws great Super Bowl parties, and I literally flew back for the Chiefs Eagles Super Bowl party when I was in Boston. Flew back here for that game, and he had fried Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, his wife, which is Jennifer, was like, "Hey, I can tell you how to make those." I was like, "Please don't."
Yeah.
"Please don't tell me how to make these. I want them to just be a delicious mystery that I will never figure out because I will die. I will easily die if I know how to make fried Oreos. It's just not good for me." This is a really good one from the text line, and it's come up a couple times. Good music.
I was just going to say that hasn't come up yet.
Yeah. Nothing can change the mood of a party for good or bad than the music you choose to play. It also has to be at the right level, too. You can't be too loud. Can't be too quiet.
Uh-huh.
It needs to be just above speaking volume, but not so loud that people are yelling. It's a real crapshoot there. But if there's no music, it's not a party, right? It would just be a bunch of people standing around. It'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, you need some background noise. Something to kind of keep going in the background.
Yeah. Would you pick instrumental music? I think that would make more sense.
I have a jukebox. That jukebox tends to be a hit with people. But in the past, what I've done is just picked a channel on the smart TV that I feel like applies to the room. Mm-hmm. If it's like my mom and her friends are coming in a couple of weeks, that's like the classic rock channel. But if it's a younger group, that I'm picking a different channel on the TV.
I don't know how to say this, so you can flower it up for me after I squeeze this out of here. Enough space.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Like,
no, you don't want it to be too crowded.
Yeah. I need a spot to where, like, I don't want to feel like I'm elbow to elbow people all the time. And so I didn't want to, like, venue, but, like, I guess that.
Well, that's about, like, I'm well aware in my house of, like, what's the maximum number of people I can host comfortably.
Yeah.
Don't go over that number.
Yeah.
I don't whether it's 8, 10, 12, whatever it is.
There are specific times I won't go to specific bars because I know that it's going to be packed, and that's not the lifestyle that I live, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be able to breathe.
I would like the space to be clean.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes without saying, but no, it doesn't.
No. Please. For some people, they don't. I've definitely gone over to people's houses and been like, "So, did you expect us to clean for you when we come over or what?"
I'm having deja vu to where I talked about Quentin getting in my shower now. I don't know why I went from that thought to
Jamie, was I would love to see you in my shower. That's
yes.
Was the exact quote.
My next thought was I would like to see the difference between us in my shower.
Yeah.
As it applies to height, but yes, clean the bathroom if nothing else.
Anyway, this isn't necessary, but it is something that's a fixture at all parties, a bed to throw your coat on. And as a kid going to like family Christmas parties, I love the coat bed.
It's fun as a kid to run and jump on that coat. Yes. To run and jump on that pile. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about games? How do we feel about games?
I'm not on board.
It depends on why you're having people over. If it's a Super Bowl party, no games.
No games. For God's sake, just let me watch the game.
But Jenga can be fun. I've had some very, you know, because that's a good, the drunker you get, the more interesting that game gets.
True.
And you can like color the, whatever those pieces are called. You can put colors on them and then you have to do certain things if you pull a certain color. There are ways to make that more interesting.
The problem with games is that I've found is I guess tend to hang out with people who can get way too competitive and then angry about not winning and accuse everybody of cheating, especially if it's at a party and they feel like the social pressure of trying to prove how smart or talented or whatever they are. And then on top of that, if they've been drinking, and this is a really good one from the text line, just make sure you don't invite the instant a-hole just add alcohol guy. Yeah, because nothing kills a party quicker than like, oh God, Gary, you let Gary's over here. He said he wouldn't drink. Okay, sure. And then 10 minutes later, he's getting into a fight with your dad on the lawn. You
know? Again, curating the guest list.
It's perfect. Yeah.
That guy stays home.
I think with the games thing, you got to make sure, like just an easy game. Jenga's good.
Yeah.
Or like if you've got Uno, Uno's fun for everybody. I don't need you to bring out, as much as I appreciate Settlers of Catan, I don't need to be four beers in.
You don't want to do Monopoly?
Yeah. I don't want to be trading sheep for your timber, you know, while I'm four Miller Lights deep.
Well, now we're getting an Oregon Trail, and that sounds like fun. You know?
What
are we forgetting?
Else from the text
entertainment?
Line? Didn't we say strippers already?
Well, somebody else said strippers, yes.
Yeah.
But other entertainment?
I don't know. Like, don't say it, text line. Karaoke machine. No.
Oh, no.
No. You know why I hate karaoke machines? Because I can actually sing, and I don't want to be the only person at the... This is what happens. If there's a karaoke machine at a party, people are like, John, you go and sing.
Never.
You can sing. Like, no, I'm not going to do it. You go do it. I will pick out the most ridiculous, horrible song possible and screech into the microphone just until somebody takes it away from me, because I'm not doing it. No, not a karaoke.
I don't think that's...
Don't expect people to perform for you at your party. That's why nobody likes karaoke machines. Very few people do.
Or like, people used to do like win, lose, or draw or charades or something like that. Like, you just got to make sure your group is into it if you're going to do it. That everybody there is into that thing.
That's why Jackbox games is so good.
I was just going to say, like, Gespionage is really fun on Jackbox.
Yeah. I've got, like, 1 through 7. Mm-hmm. And they're a huge hit. Because the thing is that they're so... The game options are so diverse. Mm-hmm. There's, like, trivia and there's... I mean, so whatever group of people you have, you know, you can really find the game that fits for everybody.
All right. So there we go. Those are nominations for the list. What makes a great party? We'll be doing our top five for that tomorrow, and then you guys get to vote on which one is the most essential ingredient for a party tomorrow at exactly this time. Just make sure you're tuned in for that. Coming up, a woman is suing SeaWorld after she was hit on a ride by a whale? No, by a duck. I'm going to say this right now before we get to the story, and I'm sorry for laughing at this, but that had to be the funniest sound in the world. It just had to be.
Like, do we have it? Was there sound of the duck? Dang it.
The sound of the duck. But her on the roller goes, quack, ah! Just, sorry. I'm dumb and it makes me laugh. We'll talk about that lawsuit coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes bad things just happen and it's no one's fault and there's no way it could have been prevented and there's no one responsible for it and it stinks. But sometimes it just is. And I feel like this is one of those.
This is definitely one of those where
you just can't. I get that you want to find someone responsible for it because you have medical bills that you have to pay and you want those to be paid by somebody. This woman's name is Hillary Martin. This was out of ABC News. She is suing SeaWorld. She lives in Orange County, Florida. She was riding the Mako roller coaster at SeaWorld? She was on the ride on March 24th and claims a duck flew into the path of the roller coaster and knocked her unconscious. That is not nothing. To be knocked unconscious, okay?
I'm sorry. It's not funny. It's a little funny, though. It's a duck. They make funny noises. They just do. And they hit you in the face and you're knocked unconscious. And then somebody was next to her going like, what the hell just happened?
We might need like a dramatic replay of interpretation of what might have happened here, if we can find it somewhere.
I'll put one together.
So hold she on. Is suing. Okay. The lawsuit argues that SeaWorld failed to maintain the premises in a reasonably safe condition by negligently failing to correct a dangerous situation that the park either knew or should have known about. I ask, in all seriousness, for anybody who may know the answer to that, how is SeaWorld supposed to protect roller coaster riders from flying ducks?
Yeah, you want to go on a roller coaster where there's no chance a bird is going to hit you? Go to the Mall of America. They have them indoors. Fabio, remember Fabio got hit I think it was Cedar Point. He was on a roller coaster and a bird plowed into the old moneymaker. Like, if anybody should be mad and suing, it should be Fabio.
It was a goose.
It was a goose. Thank you. That's way bigger, too.
So the lawsuit said, and I don't want to make, maybe there's validity to some of this, but the lawsuit says the roller coaster's high speed, its location over a body of water, quote, within the known territory of waterfowls in the area. Isn't that every body of water in the universe is known to maybe have birds and ducks and that kind of thing? And the ride's design, which could disorient waterfowls, thereby increasing the risk of collision, created, quote, a zone of danger for bird strikes.
Is there somebody's job to test how roller coaster designs affect the flight patterns of waterfowl?
Like, has somebody done that study to see at what point it becomes disorienting?
Honey, what did you do at work today? Well, like, disoriented waterfowl to make sure that they don't fly into people on roller coasters.
This is going to trial.
It has not been dismissed. It would also be another thing if several people were doing this.
Right.
If she had, like, more people, but there's nobody else.
No.
They got hit in the face by a duck on this thing, so you can't say this is a pattern of negligence on their part. And also, like, I know we just spent an hour talking about the poor woman who died after drinking degreaser.
Yeah, it's been a day.
At the Mexican restaurant. That's a little different. That is direct negligence due to a lack of training. This is a bird hit you in the face because you were outside on a roller coaster. That's not something you can really control for. There's another case. Cedar Point in Ohio. A woman was in line for a roller coaster called the Dragster. A part of the roller coaster came off and hit her in the head and killed her.
Mm-hmm.
That is direct negligence on the part of Cedar Point because they didn't maintain the equipment well enough.
We had Schlitterbahn here, so yeah, we're aware of what can happen.
Schlitterbahn. Right, of course. Great point. Yes, there is cases where you get injured on a roller coaster and it's negligence. There's a story at Universal Studios where a man died on a roller coaster and they're currently suing. His family's currently suing over that because they said that the roller coaster's too rough. But you know what? They have a bunch of other people who have also been injured on that roller coaster testifying against Universal Studios. So, like, just saying a duck hit me in the face because your roller coaster is an attractive nuisance to ducks is not enough to win money.
And they said, the lawsuit also says that SeaWorld knew about the danger. Yeah. Sometimes I can't believe the things I say aloud, but they said that the lawsuit says SeaWorld knew about the danger and didn't warn people on the roller coaster of the possibility that they could be hit in the face by a duck.
Yeah.
What else do you want them to warn you about? I mean, the possibility that a meteor could fall from the sky and hit you while you're, I mean, that's how likely it is that a duck would hit you in the face.
Here's what animal would hit you in the face at SeaWorld that would make you go, yo, it actually SeaWorld's at fault? If it was a whale, that hit you, fine. Yes.
Yes.
Because that's their purview. That's their whole thing. If it was a killer shark, a killer whale, if it was a dolphin, fine. Hit you too hard with the ball in the face.
Like,
fine.
Seals? But The seals that like hang out on the, that would make sense to me.
You can't control for ducks. I've said it a million times.
Sometimes things just happen and it stinks. She's going for money. I mean, it's over 50 grand because that's sometimes they don't tell you how much, but they tell you if it's over or under. This is over $50,000. This trial is set for a year from now in Orlando. The fact that a judge has not dismissed this suit is unreal to me.
From the text line, sue the duck. How is this SeaWorld's fault? Ducks don't have money. That's why they're always begging for bread.
Geese have money. Go for the geese.
Geese have money. They will, because they mug people.
Yeah, they're mean.
They chase you down and steal your wallets. That's true.
913-586. We can take a quick call. Sometimes I look at lawsuits and I'm like, well, let's not dismiss this right away because, you know, people do have like, this is one of the more ridiculous lawsuits I think I've ever heard ever.
From the text line.
Oh, sorry. I just hit the button too fast.
From the text line, just put it on her bill.
There you go. Scott's in Overland Park. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Scott.
Hello. So two fun facts about this event and the one with the Fabio. SeaWorld owns both amusement parks that happened at. And the Mako roller coaster is the same manufacturer of the roller coaster that Fabio was on.
Really?
Yeah, both four-seated cross roller coasters. So someone else next to him got duck or geese in the face, too.
Apollo's Chariot roller coaster at Busch Gardens. Yeah, I don't know why I thought it was like somewhere in Ohio, but you're right. It was at Busch Gardens in Williamsburg. So, yeah.
And there's video of one that happened either last year or the year before on a roller coaster called Red Force. It's like Top Thrill Dragster-esque, where it just goes up and then right back down. Mm-hmm. And a bird flew across these two guys, and it's caught on video.
I mean, you seem like you know a lot about roller coasters. When you go through the line, it always says, like, pregnant women, people with back problems, mm-hmm. heart issues, stuff like that. Don't ride roller coasters. Don't ride this. Should they also say, like, there's a possibility of bird strikes, ride at your own risk? Would that be enough to cover their liability?
On the back of the quote-unquote ticket, it says that they are not liable for injury or loss of items. So I have a feeling this case is going to get thrown out either way.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean,
it is. I mean, and even though, and thanks for your call, there are several incidents of people getting hit by birds on these things. But I still just don't know how you can control for it.
If anything,
it's fascinating that it's happened more than once or twice.
Oh, gosh. Disney is such a huge corporate. Just pay her medical bills. Just out of the goodness of your heart, just do it and make this go away.
It's not like SeaWorld's had a lot of great publicity lately, so you're right. Maybe just get in front of this.
Just pay it. Just cut her a check and make her shut up.
I just need to read these off from the text line. They should sue Aflac. And she's Daffy thinking that she'll win this.
Oh my God.
Getting goose on a roller coaster sounds like good, clean fun. You guys on the text line should write for a comedy show in the 80s. I love you so much. It's just great. I actually do have audio of her getting hit by the duck on the roller coaster.
Okay.
We can play that coming up.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Glad we were able to track that down.
Yeah, I was able to find it during the break. Also coming up, monkeys that escaped hepatitis monkeys that escaped from
day.
The van. There's an update on that. Let's just do animal stories. That's a
All
fun
day.
Hour.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's coming up next. There's an update on the monkeys next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lawsuit's been filed. It's going to trial in a year because a woman says SeaWorld should have known because there was a lake or water or something there that it was possible that a duck would hit her in the face while she was on a roller coaster. And I don't dismiss her injuries because she was knocked unconscious. That's not nothing.
That's bad.
That's bad. That's
the worst thing that's ever happened to anybody ever.
It's not good. It's not what you expect to have happen at SeaWorld, but she is trying to make it SeaWorld's fault
and
is suing.
Real quick, while I stall for time, to try to get this duck sound uploaded. If it had been a different animal, if it had been a different bird,
what could it have been?
Think she'd have more sympathy, like. Or is it the fact that it's a duck that just kind of makes it funny?
It does make it funny because it's fun to say.
Because she should have ducked.
God. We need a sounder for stuff like that. That's... Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now you have me thinking for some reason about like what the imprint on the side of her face would have been. Now I feel like we're talking about like a cartoon that we watched when we were kids. That's, like Roadrunner or something where they're hit in the face and then there's a big imprint of whatever they were hit by. When they were kids.
All right, I do have the sound effect.
Okay.
Not sound effect.
Well, it's not sound effect. This is what really happened. It was Mike.
Sound of her getting hit by a duck.
Cameras, so everything.
This is it. Here it is. There we go. It wasn't as dramatic as
I expected.
I don't know. Here, let's hear it again.
What video game was she in?
That was a combination of Angry Birds and Duck Hunt. So
I cannot wait for this to be assigned to a judge and for this to go to trial. And the judge has to keep a straight face.
We talk about there's such a fine line between a ridiculous lawsuit and a legitimate lawsuit. Like when we were again talking about the margarita thing from last hour.
Oh yeah.
It was almost comical because it was so insane that this woman was given to greaser. Like how could you possibly make the mistake? But then when you think about it, it's not funny. She died horribly and it was in pain for 2.5 years before she died. With this, like the woman didn't die. She was, it doesn't even seem like she was how injured. She was knocked unconscious. That's not great.
She claims permanent injuries.
Okay, but it's still I agree with you. They should just pay her.
SeaWorld should just cut her a check.
Just cut her a check.
Pay the medical bills.
Yeah.
She's using it's a law firm called Morgan and Morgan who she's after. Yeah. It's one of the biggest law firms in the country. We have them here. I mean, they're everywhere. They are personal injury attorneys, which already feels slimy.
Yeah.
Because that's just kind of the feeling that you get about this. And if SeaWorld doesn't want to just cut her a check for medical bills, take this one to court. Go to trial with this one. Get a jury trial here and let this play out in court.
All right.
Because I would be fascinated to know what were they supposed to do? Put a net up over,
I guess,
on top of the roller coaster?
Move it indoors.
Like a mosquito net?
Is there a way you can get ducks to avoid structures? I don't know. Play some sound effect that scares them off?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like, what do they do to make sure that ducks don't hit the big buildings that are reflective, that birds hit and they die because they don't see them because it's reflective and they don't... What do they do to prevent that?
You put the whole, cover the whole thing in it? Like, I don't know. It just, and then it seems like once you put a netting up or something like that, it's going to cause hazards.
Other problems. Yeah.
You want to talk about monkeys?
But we've been trying to talk about the story all week here. So if you miss a story, this happened earlier this week. Again, sometimes it's harder to say this stuff with a straight face. But monkeys that were being transported on a Mississippi highway escaped captivity Tuesday after the truck carrying them overturned. Several of them are still on the loose, apparently. We don't know how many monkeys were originally in the truck, and they were being used for medical studies. Is it rhesus? Is that rhesus? I don't know how we pronounce it, but that's the kind of monkeys they had. They are among the most medically studied animals on the planet. They were being housed at Tulane University in New Orleans, and they do this a lot. They routinely provide monkeys for scientific research organizations. We don't know who is transporting them or where they were being taken. Video shows the monkeys crawling through tall grass on the side of Interstate 59 with wooden crates labeled live animals crumpled and strewn about. The monkeys were carrying diseases, including herpes. But Tulane University said in a statement that the monkeys are not infectious.
Oh, okay.
That makes me feel better.
I'm glad to know that monkeys herpes isn't communicable to human beings, unlike koala herpes, I guess.
So Tulane University put out a statement. Three monkeys are still apparently on the loose. There was somebody else said that they also had hepatitis C and COVID, but I think that's kind of been disputed.
You know, the fact that this happened in Mississippi is what kind of makes this story funny, because if this happened in Indiana or Ohio or Minnesota or something like that, I'd be like, oh my God, those poor people, they need to look out for these crazy monkeys. But in this case, I'm like, oh my God, those poor monkeys, they need to look out because they're loose in Mississippi. People are going to kill them and roast them and eat them. Like that's how we're going to have monkeys herpes. There's probably like, we're like, hey, you don't need to worry. It's not communicative between human beings. Well, of course, unless you eat them. I could see people eating these monkeys.
I like that Tulane University is getting defensive about this, that they put out, there's a very lengthy statement that says the non-human primates at Tulane National Biomedical Research Center are provided to other research organizations. It's common practice, they say. And in multiple different ways, they say Tulane didn't own these monkeys. We weren't transporting them. They weren't in our custody. We had nothing else to do with this. Don't sue us if something happens with this, is the line that they forgot to include. Was it North Carolina several years ago? And it was human error. I feel like it was North Carolina, because I feel like for some reason it was near the Outer Banks. But there was an institution that had monkeys that were being held for scientific research. And it was human error. Like somebody left a door unlocked and the monkeys escaped.
Yeah.
And went into trees and stuff that were near there. And they spent weeks trying to get those monkeys back.
They were attacking people and stuff too. Yeah. Yeah, they were throwing stuff down at them.
And it was because somebody left a door unlocked. And the monkeys were smart. And they said, then we're getting the heck out of here.
Can I go over one thing in the story that I find funny is the way they labeled the monkeys too, is their statement says non-human primates at the Tulane, non-human primates.
Yeah. They weren't people. We knew that.
Do we need to specify non-human primates? I guess humans are technically primates, but are we being politically correct with monkeys? Is that what we're doing?
We're worried about what they're going to think.
We're worried that the monkeys are going to be offended. We gave them herpes. I think that's bad enough. That's enough to be offended by. We don't need to be worried about their sensitivities. Non-human primates were not being transported. Yet, non-human primates.
I like the phrases, the different words that we use instead of saying we're going to kill them. Mm-hmm. The sheriff there said the monkeys need to be, quote, neutralized because of their aggressive nature. They're going to kill them. Yeah. Whatever they find these other ones, they're going to neutralize them by ending their lives. But neutralized sounds better.
Isn't there like a thing where if you find out you have herpes, you're supposed to call like the last three partners you had and stuff like that?
I think this just took a turn.
Just saying.
I think with most STDs, if you think you expose you're supposed to let them know.
And tell them, is somebody going to get a call from the monkey in a couple of months? I'm just, I,
This story is ridiculous on so many levels, and I love it so much. And I'm glad that we had two funny animal stories back to back.
It was. I was right. It was the same kind of monkey, by the way, that escaped. Yeah. It was South Carolina, not North Carolina. It was the exact same kind of monkeys. They are tired of being, they are tired of being studied for medical research. And it was, an employee didn't fully lock the enclosure.
Stop giving the monkeys herpes and they'll be fine.
What do we still need to learn about herpes? What do we not know about herpes that we still need to study?
Penicillin. It's like the first thing we invented as far as antibiotics. That clears it up. That's good enough. Just what do we need to keep giving the monkeys herpes for?
Like COVID, I get. Maybe we don't know everything about COVID yet, but I thought we knew kind of everything that we needed to know about herpes.
913-586-7798. Your calls and text coming up.
Oh, yes. Please text about this. Please.
About this. Yeah.
Sure.
Hold on a second. I have an update on the sound, the duck sound.
Oh.
You could hear her get hit with that in that one. It was a little clearer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's midday.
Oh, text line, you're in rare form today, man.
We need to do a couple updates. First of all, I have now counted 37 texts that we've gotten from the text line informing me, because I'm the one who said it, that herpes is a virus, so penicillin won't cure it and won't clear it up. Okay, I'm sorry I didn't know that. I guess I'm not trying to be judgmental. I'm just saying, if I said, oh, well, the age of consent in Mississippi is 18, and I got 37 texts going, actually, it's 16 and a half.
We'd wonder, how did you know?
I'm wondering about some of you out there. That's all I'm saying. I'm just wondering about some of you. And also, Quentin has a scientific update on the woman who got hit in the face with a duck.
Okay, it got funnier than what I had told you during the break. So, you know, mass times acceleration tells you about how much force something is.
I like you assume that most people know that.
Well, I mean, that's why I said it. Yeah. Mass times acceleration tells you what force something is. So I did some quick cocktail math, and assuming the duck weighed about 2 pounds and the roller coaster was going 65 miles an hour when she got hit, Google AI has informed me that that's the same amount of force to lift a 6.5 pound bag of groceries or a small cat.
I like that those are the two examples that it came up with.
I was like, okay, what if the roller coaster was going faster? Because I don't know this roller coaster. So I put in 100 miles an hour, just, you know, just so we have sort of in between. Google AI has informed me that that is about 9.9 pound object or a large bag of cat litter.
So what?
Google AI loves them cats.
I feel like we should have, I feel like before the show, we should have tried this out. Like, I could have brought in a small bag of cat litter. Who volunteers?
Just
see what it feels like. Yeah.
Whack you in the face with it. Yeah. See, well, then I think that might also cause a lawsuit in and of itself, Jamie. Who are you hitting in the face with the cat
litter? Odyssey's got a lot of money to protect me. No problem.
Odyssey's loaded, obviously. Yeah. Yep. By the way, the Mako goes 73 miles an hour. That's the roller coaster.
So it's faster than 65.
And a bag of cat litter.
And a bag of cat litter. Jeez Louise. So that was a fun hour. We're going to talk about how Kansas City is one city of many, but it's one city where eating out and eating fast food is actually cheaper than going to the grocery store.
What obesity problem?
Kind of folding back on our conversation earlier about SNAP benefits being cut off. I guess if you want to save money, don't go to the grocery store. Go to Taco Bell. We'll talk about it next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.